Hello and welcome to Engage with the Bible. Today's text is taken from Lamentations chapter 3, and we're reading verses 19 to 26.
I remember my affliction and my wandering, the bitterness and the gall. I well remember them, and my soul is downcast within me. Yet this I call to mind, and therefore I have hope. Because of the Lord's great love, we are not consumed, for his compassions never fail. They are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness. I say to myself, the Lord is my portion, therefore I will wait for him. The Lord is good to those whose hope is in him, to the one who seeks him. It is good to wait quietly for the salvation of the Lord.
Our focus is on verse 22, for his compassions never fail. It was a bleak time in the history of Israel. Yet again they had provoked the Lord by their rebellion and disobedience, and as a result Jerusalem had been destroyed, the temple had been desecrated, and the people had been exiled. Only a remnant remained amongst the ruined city. Yet in the midst of this despair, the writer reflects on the Lord's great love and makes this declaration. Compassion runs deep and results in action. It is stirred by a cry from the heart. In the Gospels, we read that Jesus was moved with compassion and brought healing and help to those in need. The book of Hebrews tells us that we have a high priest in Jesus who has been tempted in every way, just as we are, yet was without sin. He understands, and his mercy and grace, his forgiveness and healing, his compassion are still available for all who come to him in faith. The compassion of other people may come to an end, but not so with the Lord. Whatever our situation, whatever our needs, whatever has happened in the past, we can seek help from Jesus. His compassions never fail. A prayer. Lord Jesus, thank you for your compassion that I can rely on, even in the depths of my failings. As I wait for your help, please let me know your salvation, even today. In your name I ask it. Amen. Engage with the Bible is a ministry of Damascus Trust.